Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, here we go again. A lot of people thought I was quitting on the show, but I haven't really decided to do that yet. It might be wise for everybody to take a close look at what is going on in the super huge pile of executive orders that are being signed and put out for all of us to put up with. The problem we've got right now is very simple. Things have changed. 11,000 people went out of work. Gas prices are going up. Oh, Biden's doing a good job, right? It's not my fault. Where have I heard all that shit before? The systemic problem that we have is that there are not enough people willing to stand up to the forces of government or big tech. Now, everybody's been hearing this, that, and the other thing about big tech, and I got a little bit to say about that, then I hope everybody pays attention. Now, I am going to be publishing, Imprimis, and that's from Hillsdale College, and this is something I think you ought to be interested in, if you can imagine what the title of the show stands for, why it is the way it is, and how come I put this stuff out. Well, I'm doing all this stuff at my risk. In other words, the only thing I got is a bunch of guns, and anybody wants to come get them, feel froggy if you got a tank. the show is titled Equity and 1984. And the question is, can you hear me now? Well, there was a problem on the White House that showed more courage than any, I'm going to say this again, any of the black movement has ever shown. Why do I say that? Well, when was the last time you took over the White House? And you can answer that, freedom of will and freedom of speech and all that sort of thing. Well, guess what? According to the left, only the left can be heard. Really? My goodness. Who sets the limits and who defines them? Let's go right to the First Amendment. Most people don't believe in it anymore because they don't think they got freedom of speech. Well, this is a little bit of an addressment to that. Now, we have a variety of courts and judges and justices that have ruled mostly in favor of protecting the oligarchs that own Facebook and things of that nature. First Amendment, Congress shall make no law, I got make no law, underlined in red, respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, I don't, if you ain't got a pocket constitution, just ask somebody. Hillsdale College puts out tons of them. I don't know if there's any cost involved. I doubt if there is, but think about getting a copy. It's not got all of the parameters that are associated with each of the varying things involved in the amendments. However, it does cover them, and it does so fairly well. Now, freedom of speech, First Amendment. What this includes is Section 230 of Communications Act of 1934 at 47 U.S.C. Statute 230 provides immunity, remember that, for content that is posted on the provider's platform. Well, I hate to tell you, that's the largest chunk or crock of horse manure I've seen in a long time. It's bigger than a school building. If you want to get into it, and I'm sure you probably do, here's the basic problem. When the platforms censor groups, content, and the ability to post, they become publishers. I hope Facebook and everybody's paying attention, because this is going to come out, you know, a legal problem they're going to have at in the very near future. It is at this point that they lose the protections of Section 230. Section 230 is the one that provides them immunity for content that is posted on the provider's platform. Only problem is that the platforms censor groups, conservatives mainly, and they don't have a legal right to do that. Hello, Facebook and Twitter and all you got. When the platforms censor groups, and there have been a bunch of groups, there have been a bunch of political removals, among other things. When they censor groups, content, that goes to whatever you got to say, and the ability to post, they become publishers. That's the legal definition. Ooh, yeah. You wait till it hits the fan on this one. When a platform censor groups, content, and the ability to post, they become publishers. That means that they are liable, and they do not have the protection of Section 230. Now, it says, Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion or prohibiting free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech. Well, you guys, several of you, have become big, and I do mean large. And due to the fact that you have become so large, you fall under the definition of public utility. Ooh. Which opens the door, both barn doors, not just the little people door, but both big old barn doors, to becoming a publisher. And the problem with that is that the judges involved so far, oh, they have a tendency to rule for the companies. Of course they do. Where do they get their money? Well, from the companies. Uh-huh. Well, I hate to bust your bubble, but I knew something wasn't right when I come back from Vietnam. That was 1968. Got off the hospital boat after being in a coma. Went and looked around, got me a job with some friends of mine who give me jobs. And I told this one guy, I tried, and I couldn't figure it out. I said, hey, you got a serious problem. He says, what's that? You cannot do what you want me to do in terms of finishing up these units for the simple fact that none of the front doors have the ability to operate correctly. You can't put the bottom of a door that opens in, like most doors do, up against the floor. It won't open worth shit when you do that. Uh-huh. Like, kind of like trying to push a car with a canary. It don't work. What these people have done is that they have exercised authority that they don't have. I have for a long time been working towards freedom, things like that. If you've listened to my previous shows, you know that. And yet, there's a lot of people that just don't get it. There's a lot of people who just, oh, you can't find City Hall. The ones that, oh, I'm not going to get involved. I think I'll go hide under the garage. Do you know how many garages you know of that have got a basement? Think about that. You can get into the funny part of it. Garfield has a lot of things to say. Now, I've got some old magazines here, a couple of them that I didn't cover. Yeah, that's right. And yet they're pertinent. Now, one goes to January 29th. This being the 30th, it's just right there. However, the first one I'm going to cover is an editorial. Now, there's some people that just hate when I cover news that's in a magazine. Well, this stuff didn't make it to mainstream media. And specifically, I'm talking about Fox News. It's one of the closer ones to telling the truth out there on the market. that other one, XM, it gets maybe a tenth of traffic. Now, here's what it is. Schumer's left wing, at that underline, Senate wish list should be dead on arrival. D-O-A. We hope. Now, I kind of watched this and waited. And what was funny was, you heard about Obama, I'm sure. You've heard about Biden, I'm sure. Well, Biden decided he was going to take his, he has a phone and a pen, and he's going to do it to us. Well, guess what? He tried to do a end around of the law. Doesn't work, dude. Doesn't work that way. You, by yourself, can't do squat. Any of the executive orders. You, I want you to listen to this very carefully, and I hope Joe Biden gets a copy. You need to listen to this very carefully. Until and unless the legislatures, both houses, approve your executive order, it ain't law. It's an edict. Thou shalt, you dirty little nasty thing, you. Uh-huh. Well, guess what? We hope that his left-wing wish list is dead on arrival. And he tried to play games with immigration, and the judge slapped him down. No, you don't. Uh-uh. But your executive order doesn't carry a squat. It disagrees with some of the very premises that this nation is founded on. The nation is facing unprecedented challenges, the greatest economic crisis in 75 years, the greatest public health crisis in a century, the climate crisis, and worsening income inequality and racial injustice. That's just about everything wrong with it you can think of. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. We're racist. Yeah. Huh? Oh, the hyperbole. That's a nice way of saying bullshit or horse hockey. Are any of those things that you're familiar with from me? Oh, the hyperbole. Not one of these challenges is actually unprecedented. Racial justice, for example, is a pale shadow of what it once was. Think about that. Racial injustice, for example, is a pale shadow of what it once was. The economic crisis of 2009 was much harsher and long-lasting than the current one. But Schumer goes on. He can't stop. Oh, he's had too much of the caffeinated coffee. If our Republican colleagues decide not to partner with us in our efforts to address these issues, we will not let that stop progress. Well, regression is not progression. I'm sorry, bud, but you got your directions confused. Do you know whether you're walking to or from the urinal, or did you forget to just take it out and it just kind of whizzed down the front of you? Well, either way, this is really the new tone that the mixed election results call for. This is really what everybody wanted. No, no, no. Real simply, everybody wants to be able to go about their business and not be screwed with. Just that simple. They don't want to be bothered with a bunch of crap. And that's what this is. Schumer's recent letter. No. This month's violence at the U.S. Capitol. Proposes a lengthy Democratic policy wish list. Woo! And it goes on. So it's known as waving the bloody shirt over. Oh, we're all going to die. Schumer is cynically gambling that the rioters' criminal behavior can be used to justify stretching his tenuous Senate majority further than it could ever go otherwise. Yeah, well, you might want to check your records. All you dummies out there that think you know what you're doing, try Antifa and BLM, and try George Soros as the funding source. You might get somewhere. Follow the money. Schumer's subtle, ominous mention of restoring workers' rights and fairness in our tax code refers, in fact, to something quite extreme. First, a national abolition of state right-to-work laws. And second, tax increases on everybody, except the very poor, the ones that don't pay any taxes anyway. And I don't pay them all. Certain people at a certain level shouldn't pay taxes, shouldn't have to. Now, right-to-work law, that gives you the option to opt out of a funding of unions that supposedly represent you. I haven't found one yet that does, but, you know, what are you going to do? You got, we're going to defeat the climate crisis. Well, how? $90 trillion in Green New Deal. maybe it implies that dismantling the nation's profitable, self-sustaining, world-leading fossil fuel production industry. Now, you already jumped the gun on that. Killed 11,000 jobs. That's just the ones directly associated. Take that number and triple it. Yeah, that's right. The little eatery everybody went to and all that sort of thing. The gas stations that were doing real well. It goes on and on. You think 10,000 jobs is a whole lot? It ain't. Not when you consider that the overall impact is nasty. Puts people out of it. It's like the restaurant industry. You get everybody from a garbage collector onward out of work because somebody has a big mouth and thinks they're in charge. I tell you what, Cuomo, he's a good example. If anybody lost a loved one, now I'm giving you a little heads up. If you lost a loved one, you have the right, if this was under the order of putting COVID-19 infectious people in the nursing homes, if that was done, you ever hear of that thing that's called illegal use of authority? Well, how about this one? How about wrongful death suits? That person should not have died. And if they mean enough to you, get somebody. You can have somebody else talk to people about it. Mitch McConnell is talking about these $2,000 pandemic relief checks. He puts it, socialism for rich people. Voters want some normalcy. And what that means is open up the business, turn everybody loose, tell them, hey, wear masks and try to be cool about it. Well, normalcy, just open it up, turn it loose, see where it goes. The new president needs to resist the worst impulses of his party's left wing. They got a little joke at the bottom of the page. Lenin's statue standing there. And you got a little blurb in there, you know, them little cloud things that got text in them. If only I had big tech back then. Ooh, think about it. I'm not going to get into these real, you know. Twitter's twisted logic. Twisted. The company had resisted the step, arguing that it had a policy against banning world leaders. And it did it anyway. And taking a step not just to ban Trump, but to restrict his access to the POTUS account, Twitter broke its own standard. In a statement, the network said that we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence. Good Lord. I had a little fun with Facebook. Got put in Facebook jail. I made a comment. They had a pretty good-sized Muslim forcing a Jew, small boy, kiss his boots. And I wrote that they ought to crack some Muslim heads. And they said, and you didn't incite any violence through that posting of that thing? Oh, we have community standards. Like hell you do. You got community standards that fits whatever political asinine person who's in charge of it. Twitter's lack of self-awareness, it's just impossible. Access to information, freedom of expression, including the public conversation on Twitter, is never more important than during democratic processes, and particularly elections. So what do you do? This is laughable. Twitter took the draconian step of suspending the Twitter account of the New York Post, one of the nation's oldest and largest newspapers, over its reporting on Hunter Biden, and then blocked other users from even sharing link to its story. That sounds terribly like the old yellow sheets in publishing. Ooh, yeah, what is a yellow sheet? That's something that's been whizzed on. You might want to really think about that and look it up. The move is the culmination of its twisted shifting goalposts. It speaks to the unseriousness and rank hypocrisy of the company. Now, that's just Twitter. Facebook got a load in there, too, somewhere. I'm sure they do. I'm sure there are a lot of people who really love the fun and games that they're pulling. A gobsmacking central feature of Trump's impeachment is that it isn't an enemy nation inflicting humiliation on the outgoing president, as it was 40 years ago, but the party of incoming victor throwing a spanner, that's a spanner wrench, into the works of the new leader's first 100 days. Ooh. Impeach somebody? Let me give you a heads up. Impeachment is designed to remove somebody who is presently holding an office that you want him out of because you don't think he should be in there. I have squat to do with all the other stuff. Oh, we're going to use the impeachment as a uniting factor in going after Trump, really, if you actually like the idea. This is, you know, Biden. If you actually like the idea, to have said so rather than meekly commenting it was a matter for Congress to decide. Yeah, that's called duck and cover. Corporate America's rush to expunge Trump and install itself as a power within the Biden administration. Think about it, the opportunities and limits that Biden, a leading proponent of liberal judicial activism, will find when trying to undo Trump's success in reshaping the federal bench. Where's that go? Big winner in Georgia runoffs was Hunter Biden, who once looked destined to be the Boko's ghost at his father's inauguration, but will now skate free of investigation by the Democratic-controlled Congress. Ooh. In our politics, time does not heal, but seems to aggravate animosities. Demolition of myself regarding generation in boomers. Capitol Hill lockdown. Oh, did you notice that there's National Guard troops at the Capitol yet? Did you know that the next push is to put in permanent fences to keep everybody out of the White House? How do you take a White House tour when there's razor wire in the way? That can be painful. But think about it. Now, if you really want to get some insight into all this, take a very close look. And I mean a very close look. You got pictures and you got videos and all this. Take a close look at the weapons that the National Guard has. It's a modern M16A2, I would say. And, oh, my, there's only one problem. There ain't no magazine. And the troops aren't allowed to have any ammunition. Oh, so what you got is a $2,000 club. Exodus from big tech. Today, since Parler's ban, other free speech-oriented apps have surged to the top of the App Store downloads. One of these platforms, MeWe. Another one is CloudHub. Another one is Rumble. Consumers dissatisfied with big tech's behavior will take their business elsewhere. Bear that in mind, you guys. You're big now. What happens if they pull a GameStop in the middle of your parade? And they get a picture of Biden laughing while he's jerking the roof off of the Supreme Court building. How the new president could shape the courts? He can't. Sorry, one person cannot do that. Last days of the Trump pregnancy and what it means for the next era of politics. Well, we may not get that far. Might take until March, which is possible. Biden and big tech's reverse revolvers. Melding of government in Silicon Valley. And it says could be a menace to free speech. It is. They're banning anything that holds still long enough. Boy, if you was involved, you're dirty, nasty, guilty. Oh, did you hear the latest? This big basket that they call basket full of nasties that tightly hold their Bibles in one hand and their guns in the other, the deplorables. Ooh, we are now terrorists. Did you notice that? You best think about it. Hunter Biden's Georgia victory. Ooh. What can you do when somebody decides that they're in charge and they have the capacity to prove it? The House impeached Trump again, but what about the trial? Well, Chief Justice Roberts said no, and that invalidates a trial of any kind that you might want to hold, whether it's impeachment or otherwise. Then again, you got to get enough votes to get the thing sent through, and you ain't going to get them. Boy, climate and trade, oil refining lobby. Ooh. Activists archive Parler posts after Capitol riot. Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of people out there that have copied it and wrote it down. Kept a copy on our hard drive. Should a single person be able to trigger a nuclear Armageddon? President has sole authority to launch nuclear strike, and some think it's time to change the policy. Oh, boy. What, are you going to sit around and discuss it while the nuclear bombs rain down on us? I don't think you got that option, unless you can vote in 3 minutes flat. And it takes 2 minutes for the anti-missile stuff to get in play. Shit. Oh, well, Infrastructure Week is delayed again. Impeachment and latest stimulus legislation stymie Biden administration efforts to spend the big. How big are you going to spend? Every last nickel possible. Oh, boy. Team Trump limping out of town. You might be surprised at what's going to happen. For Bitcoin, transactions and trading are two sides of the same coin. Some businesses, large and small, use it. But it's slow going without widespread appeal. It don't have it. Well, now, we're getting back down here to a guy by the name of Stephen Moore. Get ready for more Obama-era green energy scams. Biggest winners? Wind and solar companies. Firm stocks just surged mostly because President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to invest several hundred billions of dollars in green energy through a pipeline of taxpayer-funded grants, loans, tax credits, and loan guarantees. My. Sounds funny, like funny money. Looks suspiciously like a replay of the litany of green stimulus fiascos that Vice President Biden piloted back in 2009 with the $800 billion Obama stimulus plan. The experiment in the government as an investment banker belly flopped with embarrassing failures from Solyndra, for Fisker Automotive, abound to solar. Taxpayers lost billions of dollars on these lemons. Crescent Dunes thermal solar power plant located in the Nevada desert is still embroiled in courts battles to sort out who pays for all the losses. Half a million megawatt hours of electric power every year. Nope, not quite. Even with the second round of life support, the plant had to shut down. Think about that. They opened it back up. Couldn't do anything. And we might as well close this so it don't blow up. The bottom line, expect taxpayers to swallow hundreds of billions of dollars of losses. Total public and private investor losses could approach $500 million when it's all said and done. Meanwhile, will the Biden administration learn from bankruptcies such as Crescent Dunes? Don't bet on it. It wouldn't be surprising if Biden's green energy crusaders finished with taxpayer money, toss millions of more dollars into Crescent. Ooh, well, they do make millionaires out of lobbyists and fraudsters. The Heritage Foundation, and I don't happen to give them a whole lot of credit anymore, have counted 25 separate green energy projects, each with multiple million-dollar taxpayer losses like such as from the Obama era. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. It ain't difficult to get your stuff together. Oh, boy. Boomers, okay? This is a book. I'm going to give you a little quickie review. Why? As the boomers age into retirement, are their children and grandchildren turning against them? Good question. Oh, boy. I'm not going to get into that one. The only thing I'm going to say is that John Stewart asserted in 2020 a traitor to his generation's values, but the apotheosis of them. He became fantastically rich and powerful while continuing to indulge in the anti-establishment posing of the counterculture. Opposed a lot of him and his colleagues in Silicon Valley to turn a blind eye to the neo-feudal society they were creating in California. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can continue with a couple of little more blurbs. They took it all for granted, almost an unimaginable degree of security and prosperity, and their response was to take it all for granted, to assume that the country surrounding them was so rich and solid that it would remain that way forever, that they could cut corners, act out, rebel, destroy, critique, and transform without any thought for the consequences. Generation of perpetual children forever stuck in the belief that their actions don't really matter because somewhere out there, the real adults are ready to clean up after them. Now, guess what? You're doing your own laundry, dude. Boy, some people are binge-watching Christmas movies, Pixar, and a bunch of other things. I just can't believe that how unreal a lot of this is. Free trial. It's kind of on you to forget to end the auto renewals. Oh, my. The whole free trial business long ago came to have a bad odor. That's like free shipping. Don't exist. Somebody pays for it. Here's Mr. Barnes. He's a good columnist. Trump's loss is GOP's gain. I'm going to say, is it? I question that. Ooh, and then Zito. This motor court is still in session. Pennsylvania, 12 detached cabins. It's a little spot on U.S. 30, America's first coast-to-coast two-lane highway, by the way. First for their customers, including things like indoor plumbing, electricity, and central heating. They were also innovators for their time. Linoleum was introduced to the motor court. Wall-to-wall carpeting was first introduced. Spring mattresses first introduced. you think about it. peaceful place to hang your hat for a night and meet people from across the country. Think about it. To make America less divided, Washington, give Washington less power. That's so true. It's this is Hannon. The riot on Capitol Hill following on from a summer of Black Lives Matter anti-Fa violence dramatized, but did not create America's culture war. Ooh. Much has been made of the tendency of Democrats and Republicans to cluster separately, a phenomenon Christian the big sort. Oh, the last trend is accelerating. The more the supporters of the parties live separately, the more easily they can be brought to believe unspeakable things about each other. He's guilty. Watching. Original explanation that parties of the right stood for the agrarian interest while parties on the left champion industrialized labor has vanished. Well, that's right. Vanished. Everybody's going to be a union member now, according to Biden. That ain't going to happen, but he'd like it to. Solution? I'm not sure there is one. Radical localism would mark a sharp reversal in the steady growth of federal power since 1913. There are plenty of vested interests pulling against it, but if you can think of a better way to restore civility and order to political discourse, bring it on. Now, here's the thing. These guys won't publish it. I will. Oh, boy. Canceling from impeachment incitement to canceling conservatism. Oh, boy. But a moment's reflection should have left anybody in free speech feeling queasy about a private firm censoring the President of the United States and preventing him from effectively communicating with citizens over a chosen medium of universal reach. Queasy! That's where you'd like to throw up, but you just don't quite get there. A large body of opinion sees this suppression of free speech by big tech monopolies not as a one-time exception, but as a new rule. Think about that. How long the speech suppression by big tech and its liberal friends will prevail is unclear. Well, I can tell you, right up until somebody throws some reality into the game. Anderson, she's just a good columnist. It's like Barone. Man, I just read from America's political thermostat is broken. It isn't just about governance anymore, and it will take more than a new president to repair. You think about that. Turn the temperature down. Ooh, why? I like it hot. Goodness gracious. Sheldon Anderson died. And believe me, he was one of those earth shakers and somebody that should be paid attention to. I'm going to get into the nation. Now, that last one was an old one. So is this. And I'm going to run through the 15th, 2:18 through 15. Arsonists, not firefighters. Catholic and criminal, question mark, from which Donald Trump's presidency. Oh, boy. Say that he incited his followers to storm the U.S. Capitol. Not arsonists trying to rebrand themselves as firefighters. Among these fake heroes are the social media giants, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat, Reddit, and Twitchy Twitter, which have all banned Trump and his campaign from posting. Use these platforms to fan flames of violence. Trump, you bad boy. And that got censorship. It's easy to take a heroic stance when the stakes are low, as they were for social media outlets that turned on Trump in the very twilight of his presidency. Earlier in his political career, the same companies were more than happy to profit from him in numerous ways. He was a reliable generator of clicks. His campaign was a generous purchaser of advertising, and his tax cut made Silicon Valley billion richer. What's to dislike? Far-reaching reform should smack them. A larger problem that the social media giants are now de facto monopolies and are being sued for being that. Traditional publishers, oh, and shows the limits of analogies to traditional. If these firms are so powerful, they can be the primary gatekeepers between president and the public. That is even stronger evidence that they are have outgrown democratic control. Well, maybe we ought to shoot an antitrust law up there, whatever's. I like GameStop. Oh, that it just keeps going. I just love it. no new terror laws. Limits? The left? Antifa BLM? Law against domestic terrorism. That'd be a serious mistake. Right-wing mobs. Oh, boy. Right-wing violence. Terrible idea. Expanded forms of surveillance. Ooh. From a legal perspective, the term domestic terrorism is practically inconsequential, according to the legal website Just Security. You need to study it. Terrorists. Ooh, terror double standard exists, one that is deeply entrenched in both our laws and our culture and that has given rise to the discourse we're now all familiar with. Why guys shooters get labeled as angry or desperate, while Muslim shooters are defined as terrorists. The former are examined as troubled individuals. The latter no longer being no longer belong to humanity. Far right violence is, of course, deeply troubling. Ooh, right wing extremists are responsible for the majority of the terrorist attacks in the United States. That's a lie, whether you like it or not. Center for Strategic and International Studies. The real scandal is not the lack of domestic terrorism statute. It is the free press pass that white supremacy has had from law enforcement all these years. Bullshit. Granting more power. Such a move will endow the state with even greater authority, thereby threatening others, including and perhaps especially left-wing dissenting immigrant, black, and indigenous groups and individuals. Ooh. We should instead be aiming to end it. Well, you can ask the left to quit it. That'd be a good place to start. Georgia goes blue. It didn't. No offense. Passion will be our enemy. The preservation of our liberties has always depended more on habit than on compulsion. Hey, you better add something. It's called the law. Mobs, Portland, law and order, expression of speech and assembly, and ordinary freedom of action could be hidden under the seemingly harmless phrase. Law and order? The rule of law? Why not? That's a good question. In the absence of law-abiding habit, we could hardly trust our fellow citizens. And the commonest daily encounter of civil society depends on self-restraint far more than on regulation by the authorities. Equality depends on self-restraint. The axiom that all persons are equal under the law will only prevail where citizens restrain their desire for power. In a free society, the authorities can never enforce habits the people at large decline to practice. Ooh, well, that's true. You could always take chain link fence and just put them all inside it. No substitute has been found for the powerful influence which the interesting scenes of the revolution had upon the passions of the people as distinguished from their judgment. Ooh. Oh, boy, here we go. The law-abiding disposition should, in fact, become the political religion of the nation. That's vitally important, by the way. You want to make life worth living, okay? There is no grievance, Lincoln concluded, that is a fit object of redress by mob law. Ooh, okay. And if I quit it, passion has helped us, but it can do so no more. It will, in future, be our enemy. Reason is not a word in the constitutional lexicon. Responsibility is another. All of those are worth reviving. Oh, here we go. Cali Holloway, Older Mountain. Oh, boy. Now, there's been a lot of things come up and go by, and people said no and all this other stuff. I'm going to give you a warning. Ignore the law at your own risk. Racist BS for Cali. Leftist, time for accountability. Those involved in the Capitol riot must face consequences. That's Antifa, BLM, and Soros. Paint them as good, hardworking, salt-of-the-earth patriots, which they are. The ones, because they didn't participate. Patriotism, to modify a phrase, is the first refuge of white supremacist terrorists. Classical projection of those who imagine that racism only affects poor whites. Really? No surprise that in addition, the expected attendees, such as Proud Boys, neo-Confederates, and militia members, white collars, and seditionists, and state-backed players took part in the Capitol riot. Oh, yeah. Well, the state allows Soros to indirectly pay these people, so they show up. Attorneys at Jet Setting. Attorneys, Jet Setting Real Estate Broker, tech CEO. And at least six Republican state legislators identified in the days after the riot laid siege to the Capitol alongside active duty military and veterans, as well as off-duty cops and firefighters, and then reportedly flashing their badges and IDs as they took part in the attempted coup. It gets deep, and it stays that way. Of course, this basically is a leftist magazine anyway. Overturn election. Oh, black voters plated. Oh, my goodness. White terrorists. Antifa. My. Right wingers. Lockdown. White terrorists. Guilty of all terrorism. Yeah, that man had gunned those people down. They were hollering, kill him, and they were swinging shit at him. They hit him in the head a few times. Kyle Rittenhouse, the white 17-year-old who fatally gunned down two Black Lives Matter demonstrators in Kenosha, Wisconsin in August, has become such a right-wing celebrity that he crowdsourced his $2 million bail, dodging, despite footage documenting the shootings. Oh, really? That shows self-defense. He pleaded not guilty to all charges in a hearing earlier this month. The 25th Amendment. Oh, they're saying Trump is incompetent. Well, he's not in office. What's the point? Oh, security blanket. Department of Homeland Security ain't very secure. Remember the violent occupation of the Capitol in 1812? They failed there as they failed here. Well, how far did they fail? Complete. Oh, boy. Blood on the tea leaves. And guess what? Nobody cares. Now, you heard me. You wouldn't be in the situation you are if anybody could really give a shit. I guarantee you that. Let a thousand biographies bloom. Intent police that Christopher Hitchens' biography is both futile and foolish. Well, took care of three pages worth of horse hockey on that one. Ranch in the works. Oh, boy. EEOC. EEOC commission needs rush through changes that are bringing the gears of justice grinding to a halt. Yes, she is. Yeah. You asked, go look it up. Do your own homework. I got people I'm talking to all over the world. Now, I would like to have a whole lot more people here in the States interested enough in preserving or saving our country to volunteer. Now, that's right. I'm running a volunteer thing. End note. Boy, I tell you, it just keeps going. I'm leaping through this thing. Ah, here we go. letters, no hope or change. Biden's picks, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Biden made it clear from the very beginning of his campaign his intent was to return the country to its pre-Trump status quo. Think about that very carefully. Everything was screwed up badly back then. Why would you want to go back to it? I think it says in the Bible, only the dogs go back after their own puke. Fascism rising within liberal democracy. Oh, my God. The scars of divine. Then you got commodity entered into discussion. There wasn't a larger spotlight on capitalism rather than liberal democracy as the base metal of fascism. Ooh. That's letters. Somebody's telling them they're full of you know what. So that's one. That's another magazine. Bites the dust. Clunk. Now, January 29th. My. The week. Now. Everybody out there is, a lot of them, have been quarantined or held up or confined to quarters or whatever you want to call it. And they got a big old 2 or 3 page thing, wrestling with the darkness. Woo. Welcome to my nightmare. The last word is not the last word. That's horse hockey. Paranoia strikes deep. And into your life it will creep. Depression, trauma, anxiety. Okay. They say there's no remedy for it. BS. Clinical depression, psychological trauma. They go through here and list a bunch of things. And then they got, daily dose of 50 milligrams of Zoloft. Don't take Zoloft. Don't take those things that are supposed to bridge your problems. And I'll tell you why. It makes the depression and anxiety and stuff worse. Okay. You lose control with the alcohol. You lose control with Zoloft just as easily. Lather, rinse, repeat. No. Here's what you got to do. You got to get into the reality. Melancholia. Ooh, fear and sorrow. All these, we're all suffering. No, we're not. I'm just as squirrely as it gets. Ooh, and then it's all totally, completely paralyzing. No, it ain't. Mood disorder, really? Relief from depression and whatnot? It's very simple. I offer a reality training that deals with this. Now, here's how it works, if you want to know. You, that's right, you, little podunk you, determine what the reality is for whatever your condition may be. Think about that. View seven. I only got seven. There's seven up there. Think about not doing any more shows, as you can see. Here we go. Oh, the club awaits, really, Ruby. And then Wanda put a little dancing dog in. Snoopy. Glad you changed your mind. Well, I'm not going to change my mind to the denigration of my people. United States military arrests 67% of Congress. Really? I wonder where that came from. Came from Rumble. How about that, Joseph? I wish this could be verified as the truth. Yeah. It can and has, really? Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want you to send me an email, and my email address has been posted. inside bits of info, yeah. We'll be ready for it on Saturday. Hi, Drake. Are you a Drago? Not exactly, no. Dragos is a dragon master. Big difference. That's my email address. There are good Dragos. Not very many. 9 more comments. Well, let's see. Miles, he's back after a long nap. Rip Van Winkle's back. Yes, that real quick. and the noise you rode in and the horse you rode in on. Okay, Miles. Tell them all about it. Buckle up, Patriots. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Yeah. And you got George Washington sitting in the navigator seat on a jet. Make sure you have all your provisions at least 2 weeks. Better yet, a month supply. Try about 3 months, Miles. 3 to 6 months. Might even be a year. When it's time to fight, you fight like you're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And, brother, it's starting to rain. Miles to go. Believe in yourself. I do. If I didn't, I wouldn't be back here. Mm-hmm. Thanks for all we do. I don't do very much. I just screw up the bad guys. How long would it take a Moderna vaccine to kill people or years? Well, it depends on which one you get. You get the one that's intense, and you might just be a few hours, like the last people that died from it. Miles goes, see how this works. Keystone Pipeline canceled by Biden on first day. Warren Buffett owns the railroad that is now transporting all that oil. Warren Buffett donated $58 million to Biden campaign. Warren Buffett should lose billions in transporting fees if the pipeline is not paid. Politics works. Well, Miles, you'd be doing good to get him off the railroad. Here's Nancy. What is going on that some elite reserved the 700-acre Fairmont Hotel in Jasper Park, Alberta, Canada, for 65 days starting February 23rd. Why is FedEx delivering 10K body bags? Well, now, what would all that be for? Hold out? Well, I got some things that need to be covered yet. I just decided to pick on this thing. Now, reality training, reality. Okay. If something decides it's going to throw some kind of a cloak over the top of your head, give it the finger and tell it no. If the cloak won't go away, you need to help it along. There are ways to throw it right back at the person that threw it at you. Here's the deal. Oh, one more comment we got. Good show. Well, I ain't done yet. If you guys will listen and you want to know how to subjugate all the bullshit, you can become immune to the C-19 and all of its, flu relatives by 4 ounces. That's about a cup twice a week. And it's very simple. Some call it one thing, some call it another, but as long as you get your dose of quinine, you should be fine. Now, add to that, you want to add host immunity. Ooh, yeah, a bunch of it. you take what you're required to daily. You take zinc daily. You take dandelion daily. Now, the quinine that you're going to get comes from tonic water. We get it by the quart, I think it is. Yeah. We get a quart at a time for each bottle over at the local store. Think about it. If I can get it that easy, so can you. So what does this mean? This means quite literally that you have an option. You can opt out of the bullshit system. Don't you love it? Okay, now, depression. who or what has the right to depress you? Nobody. You have to learn to refuse it with everything you are, everything you got. And you're going to have to push that dead car off the cliff. When you do, then you will be in a position to be able to control your destiny. C-19, D-Zinc, chaga mushroom, see here. 4, oh, let's see. 2 times. Oh, good Lord, what the goddamn you piece of shit. Oh, computer can really piss me off. Got that? Two times for a week. On one thing, what are you waiting on, Johnny? Voice it. Anyway, that particular thing, vitamin D, that's optional. Zinc, C is optional. So is the chaga mushrooms. I'll say this again. You got host defense, all right? There's about 20 different kinds of mushrooms in it. You got zinc, straight up zinc, and dandelion. Those three, in conjunction with two dosages, that's twice a week, of 4 ounces of tonic water. And if you do that, you can, that disease won't have nothing to do with you. Well, come on, Johnny. You're waiting on one thing. What are you waiting on? Okay, we'll see. Everybody's typing. Okay. Here's the deal. The situation you put yourself in that case is that you are immune to it. If you get tested, you'll test double negative. Double negative means you can't even carry it, that your system won't support it, that there's no way to get it done. Anyway, what you've got all together is very simple. Going back to the depression and the nasty and this and that. Well, I'll tell you what you do. Forget this all off. Forget any kind of anything that they want to give you in any kind of form that is a drug that's supposed to get your thinking right. Because it generally, all of them, except for one or two that ain't legal, they want you to think in a certain way. Well, I think you ought to have freedom of thought. That's first. Secondly, I think you ought to be intelligent enough, hello, to decide your own fate and fortune. And the way you do that is you literally decide. Depression? Ah, bullshit. Anxiety? Ah, bullshit. Paranoia? Nah, I don't think so. Not today. I got enough of other things going on that just prevents all that. Well, guess what? When you get to the point where you exercise yourself, you get stronger when you exercise, right? Oh, lift a phone book with the arm that you got shot in, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And eventually you get strong enough that you can tell it what to do. Now, continue to work out. Continue the resistance. Continue to fight back against the stuff they say, oh, you've got to have some. Why? Well, we got an abundance of it, and we thought you might enjoy having a little bit. A little bit of what? Oh. Paranoia, anxiety. Ooh, we want you to freak right out. Uh-huh. Look, real simple. If you want to be strong and you want to be yourself, the best thing you can do is to go into looking at things relative to where you want to be. Okay? Now, I thought it over. This is only a minute long. Enjoy the song.
Yeah, I traveled in the mountains, and in the valleys, I traveled in the mountains. and in the valleys I travel in the mountains, and in the valleys will I be traveling. They will I travel cold, and then I travel hungry. I travel cold, and then I travel hungry. Will I travel cold, and then I travel hungry. Will I be traveling? Stop all my traveling, but one of these days I'm gonna stop all my traveling, but one of these days I'm gonna stop all my traveling. Stop all the time, I'm gonna keep right on traveling on that road to freedom. Gonna keep right on traveling that road to freedom. Gonna keep right on traveling that road to freedom. Well, I've been a traveling on.
You get it? Everybody needs to keep on traveling on a road to freedom so that they can get to where they really want to go. That's exactly what they need to do. If somebody doesn't get that, well, maybe you need to go back and review. And all you got to do is go back to Blog Talk Radio, put my name in there, and I'll come up. And I guarantee you, you'll be able to find a show that fits whatever's going on with you. Well, can you hear me now, everybody? First Amendment precludes Mr. 230 in that section on the protections for the people that run the sites. Twitter. Oh, Facebook. Oh, my goodness. You know, you get to the point where things get out of control. Don't let that happen. Put yourself in the position that you are in charge of you. Now, think about that very carefully. You are in charge of you. Well, what does that say? That says that you no longer put up with their horse manure. You don't take what is in the Kool-Aid. My. Here's the deal. You got doubts, you got questions. Well, wherever you go, no matter how you try to escape, there you are.
Bottle of Scotch whiskey. Not very smooth, like snake bite cure from the medicine man. Not bad poison, it's something to soothe. It's a whole other world than the palm of your hand. Out of this world and out of your mind. Just like it don't matter what you're leaving behind. Try and change your life and change your whole point of view. But no matter what you do, it's the same old. Wherever you go, there you are. You can run from yourself, but you won't get far. You can dive to the bottom of your medicine jar. But wherever you go, there you are. Whatever you find, when you're out on the wire, it's a matter of time. Changing every moment when you're taking the fall. There's everything to gain when you're losing it all. Feel your head spinning with your feet off the ground. You're flying the wrong ladder and it's keeping you down. Think you're getting higher but you're still laying low. And you don't want. Die.
Guess what? I'm going to finish this out with a song. It just happens to be the theme song, the good song of people who are a part of the real resistance. Yeah, think about it. Out there, so get it ready to go now. Here we go. Go out there and get her done. And I want some volunteers.